So I call it personalized leadership. And that will bring me to what I titled today, principle of personalization or principle of individuality. Of course, I will try as much as possible to be brief on this. Then I will come to the next principle, which is principle of joy. Which will lead us into the second part of this service. I'm going to minister prophetically unto us in the joy of the Lord. This is what is commanded of me today. And I am telling us as a people, when joy is lost, strength is gone. When joy is lost, strength is drained. These are quiet way devils, you know, steal great things from us. You call it mood switch. You see, the unfortunate thing is that when we refuse to get spiritual, and then we go the grammar way, and then we try to give scientific explanation to spiritual things, devil wins. Are you getting me? Spiritual things are not science. They are not. I repeat, spiritual things are not science. And can I tell you the truth? Behind everything you call scientific theories and explanation, there is a spirituality under it. Of course, behind the law of gravity, there is a law called the law of gravity, right? They will tell you the scientific theory behind it. But my friend, when God, who created that law, created it, he didn't stand or do things scientifically. May you get wisdom. I say, may you get wisdom. So let's read the principle of personalization or individuality. It's the same thing as principle of individuality. Let me explain. This is an act of tailoring a service. It's an act of tailoring a service. To accommodate a specific individual or group of people. In other words, you look something and you decided to make it a tailor-made. I believe you understand the difference between ready-made and tailor-made. No matter how good a ready-made may be, if those making it didn't make it tailor-made in mind, it will never become ready-made. Did you understand that? Ready-made cannot be ready if it is not tailored. There will be in mind of whoever is showing to say that, okay, this should fit people of so-so-so height, so-so-so size, and so on. Whether it is shirt, it is trousers, skirt, or whatever, the cloth. So now, when you talk about personalization or individuality, it is centered on persons, individuals. In other words, ability of anyone involved, whether as a leader or a businessman, an entrepreneur, to distinguish persons, ideas from others that looks alike. I pray parents can understand this. You look at your two children, probably they are twins or siblings, and you are able to understand and appreciate their individuality, their uniqueness, as a leader, you are able to know that even though you have gathered so many people, you have so many people working with you, yet they are different. As a farmer, let me explain. You know, I think some months ago, we had a training in agriculture, how to plant our vegetables. Some of us were there, right? And I remember our trainer was, I think we were trying to plant vegetable and what do you call it? Ewedu. You still remember? And then before the planting, he said we should look for hot water, you see, to be poured, you know, after tying the Ewedu now in a white handkerchief. He asked we should soak in hot water. But we didn't do the same process for the effort. You still remember? And he was given a reason for that. Because of the nature of the Ewedu seed. And he said that if we mistakenly, or any farmer mistakenly say, okay, they look alike as a seed, let me just plant them the same process. He said, that Ewedu will die. While you are planting it, you call it planting. Actually, you are burying it. And then you will be asking questions. Why is it not growing? You kill it. Because you did not appreciate the individuality of that seed. So while we live together in our marriage, work together as co-worker, while we live together in our neighborhood, we must never forget to keep looking out for our individualities. Are you with me today? Now, the goal is to deliver the right content to the right person. Of course, at the right time. That's just the goal. So that you can get results. Did you get it now? So that while you are thinking, okay, you can just apply, do everything generally. No, it doesn't work. In the process, some may die. Meanwhile, as a good farmer, you are not burying your seed. I mean, you are not planting your seed to bury it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You are planting for it to be alive, to come alive. But if by mistake or lack of ignorance, you just generalize, it doesn't work. I tell you, people are different. Lands are different. Seasons are not the same. Times are not equal. The same thing with seeds. They are different. Even though you may carry them and they look alike, no, they are different. Seeds are different. So therefore, you must appreciate the individuality of seasons, of times, of people, of your talent, of your gift, of your grace. Are you with me today? You must appreciate it. Let's quickly look at Matthew chapter 13. Matthew 13. Can you give it to me for verse 3? Of course, we won't be able to read down to it. We will not be able to. Let's just read maybe a few verses. Matthew 13. Yes, please. Matthew 13 from verse 3. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. Yep. Go on. And he sowed. Some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Yes. That's the ground. Some fell to the stony place. Then look at what happens the next. Okay, so because it's of the stony place, so when sun is also up, they were scorched, and they because they had no root, so they were withered away. Verse 7. Then some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. Yes, the last kind of land. Other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100, some 60, and some 30. So here you see different kind of lands. But the mistake on the part of the sower is that they are the same. I can just plant anyhow. The four lands that were chosen, only one produced. Only one. Even the only one used, there was difference in their result. Some 100, some 60, some 30. Now, most times, the reason for this result is because the sower, the man behind the scene, dictating, you know, what is to be done, you see, did not put into consideration the principle of individuality, that lands differs, even seeds differs, seasons differs. People are not the same. So what do you do if you apply principle of personality or individuality and take advantage of it? Let me quickly run through 5 points very quickly. If you are smart enough, you can note them down. Number one, you have to define. You have to define your goals. Number two, you have to appreciate diversity. You have to appreciate diversity. You know, there are people who cannot marry from another tribe. They can't. If it is not from their tribe, you see, they can't do business. Once it is not people of the tribe they know, you see, they begin to have mistrust. But anyone that will, in fact, the difference between multinational company and local company is that multinationals, they appreciate diversity. People from different backgrounds. So they take advantage of that. They take so much advantage of that. So they just pick this guy from Africa. This is a Dutch company. Just pick this guy from a oil rich, you know, country of Africa. And then once they discover a business opportunity, even this is a top executive over there in Holland, they say, now we are shifting your office. Can you go over there? When your people see you, they won't fight you. They see you as their own, but you are working for us. Did you get that? That's taking advantage of diversity. So you have to appreciate diversity. Stop being afraid when people comes, you know, when people are not from your tribe, you know. Let's go to the next point, because I just want to mention so that we can run fast. Next point, pay prompt attention to understand people. Pay prompt attention to understand people, to understand things. Why is it like this? Why is this person like this? Where is this person coming from? What is it that forms the behavior of this person? Before you met people, people are coming from somewhere. Are you with me today? No, I won't take that. I won't. Point number four. Deal with individuals based on their strengths. I hope you hear that. Deal with individuals based on their strengths. Look at people from the angle of their strength. Look at situation from the angle of strength. And take advantage of that. Of course, listen, even electricity works with what is called negative and positive. So everything that works there is a positive, there is a negative. Are you with me? So stop focusing on the weakness of people. It won't be to your advantage. It won't. Okay, next point. Point number five. So deliberately foster a sense of belonging. So you celebrate individuals as you celebrate your team achievements. So I you see, when I remember what that our trainer taught us in that agriculture training, this is something I cannot forget. So you mean we can't treat this seed the same way. Even though their size is the same. In fact, at the market, their price is the same. Are you getting me? Their price the same. Got them from the same store. Got them at the same time. Say they were born at the same time. But you see, there is an individuality in them. One can be planted the way it is. Just sprinkle it. It will grow. And we saw it grow. The other one, you have to allow it to go through a level of boiling so that it can grow and it will not die. So let this teach us, learn from this and understand and appreciate individuality, even in teamwork. I tell you, there is a need for understanding individuality, even in teamwork. Now, what will happen is it will lead to individual achievements. Individuals will be able to fulfill their potential, and then the entire team will win. Did you get that now? So in your marriage, you are different actually. And it is better for you to quickly understand your differences. Let me say this. Even your spirituality cannot help you to an extent, even no matter how spiritual you may be as husband and wife, there are some things main different at doing them. So you just have to understand. I mean, we are not talking of negative things here. Are you getting me? We are not talking of negative things. For example, if your spouse, say your wife, is not a social type, well, I just pray you don't waste your time to force this. With time, the fellow can grow. Are you getting me? But again, you just have to appreciate the fact that we are different. And if there is any point I'm making here, it is to help you understand, appreciate the uniqueness that makes us who we are. Are you with me today? Did you get that? Now let's quickly come to joy. Principle of joy. Now, Let me begin by saying that where there is joy, it creates a sound, and God moves in sounds. You see, I've never seen where joy exists that there will not be a sound, even if it is the sound of singing. Are you with me? The sound of celebration, the sound of triumph. Joy always comes with sound. So in Psalm 81 verse 1, and it was repeated in Psalm 89:15, the Bible says, blessed are the people that knows the joyful sound. Of course, opposite of joy is sorrow. With our God is joy, joyful sound. So when you look at, and it's like God, when God is moving, actually, he moves in sound of joy. Please get this. God moves in sound, and it is sound of joy. So at the birth of Jesus, while the shepherds were there at night washing their sheep, what they experienced was there was a sound. While the message was being delivered to them about the news of the birth of Jesus, then the Bible says the angels, you see, there was a sound. And there was a rejoicing. And it is in that joy they went to seek Jesus. And this same Jesus, when he is coming back, the Bible says he's going to come back in sound. Are you with me? When Israel was to gain entry into the promised land, of course, they have to come in through Jericho. They asked the king of Jericho to give them way. He said no. And for the next 7 days, you see, God was telling them, just march around. Just march around. Or on the day seven, you make a sound. And what happened eventually is there was a collapse. So God, when he's walking, he walks in sound. And I'm saying this so that you can know that what God is quietly calling for now. Is somebody still with me? What God is quietly calling for now, as his call for this joyful sound, is to let us know, I want to move. Can you make a sound? I want to move. Did you get that? Can you make a sound? Can you create a sound for me to move on your behalf? I want to move on your behalf. But you have to create a sound for me to move on your behalf. What is mightier than and you, what is greater, what is limiting you? Can you just create a sound for me to prove my power and might on your behalf? So joy creates sound. Of course, when you look at Psalm 100, where it says, make a joyful sound, O ye people. And when you do that, in verse 4, he made us to know you will gain entrance into his courts and into his presence. But verse 1 says, make a joyful noise or sand, O ye people. Can you please give that to me? Very quickly, please. Okay. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye what? All ye lands. Lands, there are people. You are a land. You are a people. Glory to Jesus. How do you serve the Lord? He says, serve the Lord with what? With gladness. What's another word for gladness? With joy. Come before his presence with what? With singing, which is a reflection of joy. Go on, please. So as you serve, you are expected to serve God with joy, with gladness. As you come before him, even in his house, as one of the places you can receive the joy of the Lord, even as you come singing, you come with joy. Know ye that the Lord is God. So no other thing should make you afraid. It is he that made us. We didn't make ourselves. This is telling you to know that nothing is greater than your God. And because you are created by God, and you didn't create yourself, nothing is out of control. Can you say concerning me and in my life? Nothing is out of control. Or somebody's not talking. Say in my life and in all that concerns me, nothing is out of control. He said, we are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. He will take care of you. You see, most of the time, the reason why we lose our joy is because of fear. What if? What of? Because of the report at hand. What are we saying? We are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. So go to verse 4. Thank you, Jesus. So because of this understanding, enter into his gate with thanksgiving, a reflection of joy. And into his courts with praise. Can you see that in all of this, what the scripture is telling us is that nobody can serve God acceptably without joy. And that even in your sorrow, don't forget the principle around his presence. Are you getting me? You see, many of us think our emotions move God. No, it's not your emotions that move God. It is your work that moves God. When Hezekiah turned to the wall and cried, it wasn't his cry that moved God. It was when he called to remembrance before God, his works. Are you with me today? Glory to Jesus. Somebody today, you are going home with joy. I say you are going home with joy. And you lift up your hand saying that, Jesus, I am going back home with joy. I receive the garment of joy. I receive the oil of joy. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. Mazime kuzi kakori abaya. Mikuzi, 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 mikuzi. Sono kezuke
Elibarumba kashanda la bara. Niku shketolia priamdo. Ni kapozi keke libri kazo nkateri aba. Nekrozi kalibara. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I declare. The spirit of heaviness that has to remain bound and chained, they are hereby loosed. You are loose. Loosed. Loosed. The river of joy begin to flow in you, through you, all over you. Is a new day of joy in your life, in the name of Jesus. Come and say one resounding amen. So when we talk about principle of joy, we talk about principle of inner strength. It's a principle of inner strength. When despite all around you, you keep going. Despite the negative report, you keep moving. Inner strength. And this is what drives courage. I think we've looked at the principle of courage. It is joy that drives courage. So I've talked about joy creating sound. So let me talk about how joy affects your seed. Joy affects your seed. I'm just trying to raise one or few points. The necessity or the need for your joy so that you can understand the principle of joy. Joy affects the seed. So I think it was at Friday video I was explaining from Psalm 126 verse 6 that even though, please put Psalm 126 verse 6 on screen for me. If you sow your seed weeping, going and weeping, you see, if you will reap the harvest, you will reap in joy. So look at Psalm 126 verse 6. It says, he that goeth forth weeping with his precious seed. Are you following? The Bible says, shall doubtless come again. And when he's coming again, he has to return with joy. Even though when he was going, he was weeping. But he has to return. Doing what? Rejoicing. The attitude must change. All right. So there is a need for a change of attitude. Are you still following me? There is a need for a change of attitude. And somebody today, I'm telling you, if you will enter into your harvest, it's a harvest of joy. It's not a harvest of joy, of sorrow. So there is a need for a change of attitude. So he that have gone weeping with his seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing. And then he's going to bring his sheaves with him. Until there is a shift in attitude, you may lose your seed. You may lose your harvest completely. Let me give you another practical example. God has a plan for the children of Israel. In fact, the plan preceded them. Amen. You see, this is what some of us should understand. You have nothing to lose hanging on the promises of God. Amen. You have nothing to lose holding on to the word of God. Just believe him. But the issue is, you must work on your believing. Because the word has been before you ever be. The word is for you. You will be in the plan of God. So if you can believe, you will see that work in your life. That word will work. You have nothing to lose. So therefore, you have nothing to be afraid of. A song says, if God have said it, then he will do it. He has the track record of keeping his word. He is not about to what? To stop. To kill your seed and to make you lose your harvest. Okay, let me run. So joy affects your seed, Psalm 126 verse 6. Point number 3, joy affects your attitude. It affects attitude. Joy affects attitude. Deuteronomy 28 verse 47 says, you have to serve God with joy, otherwise you will serve your enemies. May you not serve your enemies. Can I hear your louder amen? So it is better to serve your God. So Israel, even though they are out of Egypt, their attitude kept them in Egypt, even while on their way to the promised land. They still have the attitude of Egypt. So as a result, they were stuck. Are you still with me? They were stopped. Even though they are moving on their leg, spiritually they are stopped. For almost 40 years, spiritually they are on the same spot. I'm telling you all this before we engage in the practical aspect of it. And I prophesy over your life in the name of the Lord. You need to understand all of this. Joy affects your attitude. So in all you're going through, maintain attitude of joy. You can write this down. Isaiah 60:15, Isaiah 61:7, Isaiah 51 verse 3 and verse 11. Next point. Joy will help you to do more and get more. Joy enables you to do more and get more. In 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 40, the Bible says, Solomon and the people offer sacrifice of joy to God. And therefore, the heart responded. The heart responded. Psalm 67, I think from verse 4 or verse 5, says that when the people praise the Lord, and when the people praise the Lord, their heart will yield and increase. Now, what is sacrifice? Sacrifice is giving your for the much that you needed. So when you offer the sacrifice of praise or sacrifice of joy, so God look at it, is delighted about it, and then he makes the heart to respond with increase for you. So joy helps you to do more. And then, because you do more, you get more. Of course, my next point will explain better that joy is strength. Not only that joy gives strength, joy is strength. Nehemiah 8, verse 10 says, the joy of the Lord, that's our strength. How many points have I given you about joy? 5. Thank you. Let me say 2 or 3 more. So joy will birth fruitfulness and cause multiplication. Joy will birth fruitfulness. It will bring multiplication. So for the barren that want to become joyful mother of children, you have to be joyful. Psalm 113 verse 9. The barren will become joyful mother. So for the barren that will become joyful mother, he has to say that barren must be joyful. In 1 Samuel, Anna, for a long time, had this attitude of sorrow. Even though she appeared at Shiloh, year in, year out. Now, by the time she had encounter with the man of God, and the man of God proclaimed, your prayers are answered, the Bible says, she went forth and no longer sorrowful. Please, can we look at that? Can we look at that for Samuel? For Samuel, is it chapter 1 now? Media, can you be so smart enough to look for it for me? For Samuel chapter 1. Let me just quickly bring out that chapter or that verse. Today, somebody, you are going home with the joy of the Lord. Say a louder amen. Okay, let me read from verse 5. For unto Anna he gave worthy portion. Okay, verse 6. An adversary also provoked her sure for to make her fret. But the Lord shut up. Because the Lord has shut up her womb. You see, let me quickly explain something here. You know, we must learn to face God in all we are going through. And not be bothered with the response and the noise from around you. Because when you try to respond to what people say, and you try to respond to the situation around you, there is no way you will not enter into sorrow. Did you hear what I said? There is no way. Do you know here who the scripture is calling an adversary? That's Peninnah. The woman they marry husband together. The Bible describes her as our adversary. Give that. Is it verse 18 now you see? Which one? No, before verse 18. I'm actually looking for a particular scripture. I mean verse. Okay. Before that verse 18, I'm looking for a particular verse. Okay, yes, thank you. Verse 10. Can you put up verse 10 now? Verse 10. Now look at this. Even though she has been coming to Shiloh, look at verse 9. So Anna rose up after they have eaten in Shiloh and after they have drunk. Now Eli, the priest, sat upon the seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. Even at Shiloh, the Bible says, verse 10, and she was in bitterness. So in that bitterness, she was praying to the Lord. Bitterness also. So in verse 18, after her encounter, the Bible says she said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went away and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And you know what? It gave back to, that gave back to her fruitfulness. And of course, after Samuel, come other sons and daughters. Multiplication. So only with your joy, a change in your countenance, you'll be able to bat your breakthrough. You'll be able to bat your Samuel. You'll be able to bat your possibility. Can I hear your ladder? Amen. Sorrow leads to complication. So avoid it. It complicates matters. It complicates it. Avoid it. So in everything, what do? You give thanks. In everything, give thanks. Avoid the complication of sorrow. Next point says, joy waters. Minister was trying to speak from Isaiah 12:3 the other time, that with joy, you draw water out of the well of salvation. So joy waters. Joy waters. Of course, joy make a way. That's my next point. The Bible says in Psalm 105 verse 43, God lead his people with joy. With joy. He leads them. So joy makes a way. With sorrow, you are confused. You are in a state of confusion when you are sorrowful. You don't know what to do. Is anyone here? You don't know what to do. It is because you have remained sorrowful. When your spirit comes alive, light will come. You will know what God wants you to do. And today, there shall be a way for you. So, wrap up, and then we'll begin to make sound of joy for the next few minutes. How do you get joy? Number one, in his presence. Don't joke with his presence. According to Psalm 16, verse 11, in your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasure ever. So don't joke with his presence. Don't joke. Check it. Most times, when devil get us to be sorrowful, it is when we do not appear in his presence. Or even when we appear, we do not allow the Holy Spirit to minister to our hearts. How do you get joy? By his word. Jeremiah 15:16. He said, when I find your word, I eat your word. It becomes joy in me. I know some of us, we have had this encounter. You find a particular verse of the scripture. Something comes alive inside of you. And you know, this is a joy that money cannot buy. That is what the power of the word of God can do for you. And finally, you have to know that after planting your seed, you have to wait for your harvest. So joy is timed. The Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So, but you have to have this attitude of joy of the Lord that will now produce the joy of the morning. Did you understand? So joy is not situational. Amen. Joy is not situational. It's not based on situation. It is based on understanding. Glory to God. And that is what will birth the joy of the new day you are desiring. Verse 15. Joy comes in the morning. Can we take that song? Joy comes in the mornings. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, you are older than I can make it. No matter what,
make all my days.
My life is here.
Church, can you rest to your feet?
So you don't have to worry.
Come on.
And don't you be afraid.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, I will wipe your tears away.
Thank you, Jesus.
And if your heart is broken,
come on now.
Just lift your hands and say, I can make it.
Can we just speak it solemn?
Know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus I can make it. With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way,
no matter what,
my life is in your hands.
With Jesus.
With Jesus I can make it.
With Jesus.
With him I know I can stand.
With Jesus.
No matter what may come my way.
With Jesus.
My life is in it.
Sing with Jesus.
With Jesus I can make it.
With Jesus.
With him I know I can stand.
With Jesus.
No matter what may come my way.
With Jesus.
My life is in
His hands. I would like us to repeat that. Can you please help us? I would like us to repeat that. For about 3 to 5 times. And those of us that have been distracted, I hope you will gain wisdom. So that we all can be part of what God is doing. And we all can go back home blessed. This is the prophetic part of this service. I've brought teaching to you. You say, listen. Teaching can be so long, but when it comes to the prophetic, it can just be the next 2-3 minutes. Are you with me? And may your life show the evidence that you have seen the Lord. So don't play with this time. I would like us to repeat that word with Jesus. I can make it. With him, I know I can stand. You see, as you sing that prophetically, and you sing that boldly, an unexplainable joy will begin to flow. You see, the reason why we are afraid is that you think you are alone. And I tell you, who is that person that will not be alone? I mean, we know who is that person that will not be afraid when you have the sense of loneliness. With the sense of loneliness, you will be afraid. But with the sense of the fact that God is with me, listen, you are not afraid of anything. Did you hear what David said? He said, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." How many things did God say we fear? He said, "I will fear no evil." Why? For that at with me. It's joy. So I would like you to repeat that song. With Jesus, I can make it. With him, I know I can stand. How many of you know that you can stand?
I know I can stand. With him, I know I can stand. No matter what may comes my way. We're already making the sound. You are letting him to know. You are making him to know that he's your all in all. That without him, no you. So sing that song. Let everyone hear. Can you raise it? With Jesus I can make it. Come on.
With him I can stand.
No matter what.
May come my way.
My life.
My life is in your
hands. I sing Jesus. With Jesus
I can make it.
With Jesus, I can make it.
No matter what may come my way.
Listen, I don't know what you are going through now. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hand. So I won't live in fear. I won't allow sorrow of depressing situation to get me into depression and cause me to lose my courage. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hand. Just lift up your two hands. I have three words of the Lord to declare concerning you. Number one, it has to do with the restoration of your joy. The restoration of your joy. And I'm declaring from Psalm 51 verse 12. Put it on the screen for me. All eyes closed. Close your eyes. Behold Jesus standing by you. You have been so lonely, even though he's with you, because you think you are alone. So David cried. He says, restore unto me the joy that comes with my salvation. There is a joy that comes with your salvation. So David said, it's the joy of my salvation. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. As you lift up your two hands before the God of heaven, before whom thousands of angels, the elders, bows, singing, rejoicing, making joyful sound at all times, I declare your joy of salvation is returned to you. Your joy you have lost because of your temporary situation, they are hereby restored to you. The joy you have lost to sin, the joy you have lost to backsliding, the joy you have lost to any situation, I declare it is hereby restored. Your joy is 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 restored now. The invisible joy of the Lord, the invisible oil of joy, begin to drop on you now. And it's flowing from your head over you, within you, all over your body, in your spirit man, in your soul, all over your body. I see the joy, all of the joy flowing, all of joy flowing, all of joy flowing, 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 flowing. Glory be to Jesus. I see the all joy flowing. I see the joy flowing. I think it is still dropping on some people's head. The oil of joy is dropping on some people's head. It's dropping, it's dropping, it's dropping, it's dropping, it's dropping, it's dropping. Today you are joyful, tomorrow you are sorrowful. You call it change. It is an exchange of your joy. Each time you have mood switch, you see, devil has come to steal your joy. Lord, do it. As many of you trust in God for children, you will bear a son. You will call his name Joy. Wakweni ayo, ayo kule, ayo bami. In whatever area you are seeking joy, your name is Joy. In your marriage, your name is Joy. Over your children, your name is Joy. Concerning your health, your name is Joy. Concerning your finance, your name is Joy. In all that you trust God for joy, you are hereby named Joy. And number 33. From that same, it talks about the voice. The voice of gladness. The voice of bridegroom. The voice of bride. The voice of them that says, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercies endure forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land, as at the first, saith the Lord. Lift up your tongues. As a result, so much presence of joy of the Lord in this house today. It is hereby pronounced upon every life that is according to the word of the Lord. In your tabernacle from this day forward, from you, in you, to you, the voice of joy, voice of gladness. Okay, guys, and look at this. Look at this on the screen. Voice of bridegroom. Voice of bride. As many that are trusting God for one celebration or the other. My celebration. This year, 2025, according to the ordained appointed time of God for you, in you, through you, there shall be the voice of bridegroom and the voice there shall be from you, the voice of badness. Because God will cause you to rejoice. He celebrates. You will rejoice. In your house, there shall be voice of gladness, voice of celebration, voice of bride and bridegroom, voice of a new company, God's voice of a new baby boy, voice of a new car, voice of a new house. Whatever it is you are desiring God to do, there shall be that voice. There shall be that voice of rejoicing. As many that are trusting God for open doors, God will cause that open door for you in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is the desire of your heart, God will cause you to rejoice concerning it. Thank you, Father. Come on, wave your hands unto Jesus and rejoice, rejoice.